Thank you very much, Pastor Weaver. I can remember when we went to Brazil some years ago. I had black hair. I was skinny, but I had a good wife. And that was great. Dr. Barbara helped me to propose to Sharon, and he said the right words, and she said, "I do." And so I was scared. I told everybody that I was going to marry Sharon Bly. That was her name back in those days. And I just had to get enough courage to do so. And so, Brother Bill, just stand up and tell us your future wife. She looked at me, and she looked at her uncle and aunt, and they shook their heads. And that was the start of our life, anyways. And so we were married in 1970, proved as missionaries in 1971, went to Brazil a year later in 1972. And we've been there except for furloughs ever since. But you know one thing about it, and it was this morning as Brother Andrew Johnson had us to pledge allegiance to the American flag. You never know how that means to you when you've been away from the United States for a lengthy time, and especially when you get that passport and the guy stamps your passport, he says, "Welcome home." And it's a great welcome also. But did you realize also that other countries are looking to this country, giving the gospel out around the world. Though they may not, political-wise, agree with everything that's done and said here in the United States, but one good thing that they can say, thank you very much for sending the gospel to the various countries like Mexico and like Brazil. In this past couple years, Brazil has now sent its first independent Baptist missionary back to Portugal. You see, that's where we got our Bibles from, and that's where also the gospel came from there to Brazil. And now we're giving the gospel back to Portugal. And you know, that's because of people just like you who have prayed and given that the work has become a reality. And now the Brazilians are going back also and giving out the gospel. There's other countries in Africa. There's another one near Indonesia. Timor is what it is in Portuguese. And it's another country that speaks Portuguese. So there's other countries as well that speaks the language of Portuguese. But you know, God's called us to our area of northern Brazil, and we've been there. We arrived there in 1972, except for furloughs, and this make our eighth or ninth furlough coming back to Brazil. But we want to say thank you very much, Pastor Weaver, and the great congregation of the Worth Baptist Church, because of your prayers and your financial givings that the work has become a reality. Someone has mentioned also about the dollar becoming lower and the currency in other countries becoming stronger. But you know, even though our buying power has also dwindled, but the work must go on. Not too long ago, and before I get into the message, there was a man of 51 years of age, and he moved to our neighborhood along with his wife, and never been saved. And so his wife brought him, and they come on a motorcycle, come about a mile to come to our church in Sunday school. And everybody told me, "Pastor Bill, he is hard. Watch out for him." But you know, after about the third or fourth week there, and during the invitation time, he was the first one to raise his hand up, and I said, "I'll talk to you with an open Bible after services. It's my privilege to lead him to the Lord." And that's what it's all about. Because you've prayed and because you've given, this work has become a reality. Five works now, four of them's got their national pastors. But you know, some years ago, it has been said of this, that there were 5,867 different languages around the world. 283 of these languages have the whole Bible. 745 of these languages have only the New Testament. But 4,839 don't have hardly anything at all of giving out the gospel. Translating the Bible into other languages as well. Brazil is one of those countries, and I'm sure Mexico and the other ones are as well. There's tribes out there that still do not have much of the language. They may have a few verses of Scripture, and the first ones that they do also translate is John and Romans, for whatever reason that is. And they do have that. So that is a basic, and that is a start also of giving out the Word of God. 1967, I joined Worth Baptist Church. 3 years later, after I married Sharon, she joined Worth Baptist Church. Over 40 years, and this has become our home. After all these years, I can remember I left Ohio, had a 1960 Corvair. And if you ever remember what that was the engine in the back of the car. You put your baggage in the front. And then later I had a 1959 Plymouth with a two by four under the seat. That got me through college in many ways. And so one of the deacons said, "Pastor Bill, that is one of the cancer-ridden vehicles I've ever seen. But anybody who ever read in the back seat of my car got their feet washed, and that's not another doctrine of the Baptist Church." And so there was a hole under my seat anyways. But the deacons here at Worth Baptist Church helped me along last way. They fed me, they repaired my car, and I got through seminary back in 1970. I'd have you to open your Bibles with me tonight to the book of Isaiah, chapter 6. Isaiah, chapter 6. And you can be seated for the reading of God's Word. I've learned the older I get, sometimes the folks have a little bit harder time. I've learned that I don't joke about when the people have injuries or they have aches and pains. Every now and then I ask the question, how many of you have aches and pains? And all the arms go up. And I used to joke about them, but those who have back problems, if you need them, if you stretch you out and I can walk on your back, maybe that will help. Well, after I got the back problem, I don't joke around no more. And so, Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 5 says these words, "Then said I, Isaiah, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." And verse number 9 is our key text tonight. "And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Go and tell this people." Let's pause in a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for what you allowed us to get accomplished throughout this day, the first day of the week, that we can bring our families into your house to worship thee in spirit and in truth, and to see your word and to hear your voice speak into our own hearts and lives. Save the lost tonight. Touch each and heart of every Christian here tonight. We ask that your will and way be done in our lives. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah said those words tonight. But you know, I can say one thing. What they said in verse number 5. "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. But mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Well, verse number 5 says these things. Don't lose your vision of God's Word, of giving out God's Word. You never know how the people is going to respond to God's Word. Oh, we have some of them also say, you know, just go ahead and take a track and just rip it up. But you know, years ago when we was there in Manaus learning language, and then we went out also soul winning, and one of those times was that there was a famous soccer game in one of the cities there in Manaus, Brazil, in one of its neighborhoods. So what we got the pastors there, and we gave out tracks. Everyone that went in didn't have any money to get in, so you had to pay to get in. So we gave them a track. And then I gave a track. I said, "Accept the track." And this man said, "Yes, sir." And he folded it and put it in his pocket. The second man, I said, "Accept this track." And he said, "Okay." And then he ripped it and threw it on the ground. But he said this, and one of the people, "Do you know who you give that first track to?" And I said, "No, sir, I don't." That was the governor of our state of Amazonas. So you see, you never know who you're going to meet, though you may not know the person, the senator or the city councilman, or it might be your next door neighbor or somebody else. But give out the word of God. Don't lose your vision in giving out the word of God. Who is willing to go? We used to say to the highways and to the byways and to the hedges. And now I can see here in Texas, it's every highway and everybody's going here and there. And Brother Rigsby asked me, he said, "Bill, just read this map." And I looked at that map, and he said, "Well, you go ahead and give it back to me anyways." And he knew exactly where to go, and I was trying to find out where all those roads were. But, you know, giving out the Word of God. And we did so also yesterday. We saw a couple families, and we gave out the Word of God, invited them to come here today. But that's what it's all about, giving out the Word of God. And then also, God is looking. God is looking for a person who will give his life to him like Isaiah. Here am I, Lord, send me. And you know, that is the gospel of the great and part. See, years ago, God called me to preach there in Ohio at the Mansfield Baptist Temple. But it's through the preaching also here at Worth Baptist Church that God touched my heart to go to the regions beyond. There was a missionary called Brother Leonard Brown, and he's home in glory tonight. And he also showed his slides also, and it was through those slides that God touched my heart to go to Brazil. As a youngster, you might say as a young person, and God has used us, spreading the God's word to the local church through missionaries. Someone has said that the church that doesn't support missionaries or missions will soon fossilize. We need to give out your word, and we cannot give it out enough also. Don't lose your vision in giving out God's word. And then in verse number 9, we can say also, don't lose your vision in studying God's word. Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night and any other time we have a special service here. He said, and go and tell this people in verse number 9, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see indeed, but perceive not. You see, also Isaiah was telling us there that we do not need to lose our vision in studying God's word. I tell our people, like someone said years ago, and if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Lee Roberts said this, 3 hours that you cannot lose during the week. They said we have over 160 hours a week and from Monday also through Sunday. And 3 of those hours, the Sunday school hour, for the entire family. Bring your entire family. I tell that in Brazil. Bring them to church also in Sunday school. You can't miss also the evening service. Another service out. Giving out God's word that God can speak to your heart and to my heart as well. And that Wednesday night service. 3 different services. Studying and preaching and also praying. Praying that God's word would go forth. Praying that God would heal somebody. Learning the prayer. Also, the man that I led the Lord at 51 years of age just a few weeks ago. And then I was thinking, getting ready to go to Manaus to catch the airplane to the States. My wife said, okay, now you've been saved long enough. It's time to pray. And he laid this look. He said, I've never prayed before in all my life. And I said, okay, you have 7 months to learn. And before I come back. And so we gave him a couple of prayers that he could pray for eating, the meals before you eat. Go ahead and pray and pray also at home. God bless this person. God heal that person. And he said, okay, I'll repeat those and I'll try and learn those in 7 months. And I said, you remember, I'll be back. And so, but you know, learning God's word and learning to study God's word, and it would help your life out. As Pastor said this morning, it'll also be an encouragement to his heart and to his life as well. You know one thing about it, we received an email and the people there said, hurry up and come back. And we said, well, I've got to see the doctor and my wife's got to see the doctor and we'll come back as fast as we can. Also here at Worth Baptist Church, get behind your pastor also, Dr. Willie Weaver and his wife. They're getting up in years and they can stand a word of encouragement. All of us can stand a word of encouragement. When I went to Brazil years ago, I wanted to go by boat. All of our belongings would go in that boat. They said there'd be only 6 passengers. And I had no idea what I was to get into. And the pastors were praying, Lord, don't send Bill and Sharon on that boat. They've never been on a boat. They would have to go in the ocean and they'd get on those waves. But the Lord sent us by way of Varig Airlines, to Brazilian Airlines. And then our baggage did go by way of boat back in those days. But you know, well, the Lord knows best what we need in each of our own hearts and lives. Pastor needs encouragement all day long, all week long. And you know, sometimes he just smiles and smiles. But that word and smile upon your face can mean a world of difference in his own heart and life. And I'll tell our people there in Brazil the same way. And I enjoy working. And we helped also build some buildings. And after a while, I just told the people, I said, I know what I want, and I know what you want, so you do the work, and I'll just be an encouragement to you during those days anyways. Don't lose your vision in giving out God's word. Don't lose your vision in coming to the house of God on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. You never know what you're going to miss when you don't come. And I've missed few services in my life. And I can remember the day that I wanted to get back into church and Sunday school. I miss the people. I miss knowing where they're at. I asked a couple of people where we sat this morning, are we sitting in your place? And we only come once in 4 years anyways. And so that might have been your seat there. And anyways, we sat there clear in the back on the left-hand corner to my left and to your right. And it was cold over there, so we moved over here where the Kilmans are. And my wife said she's going to move over here. Maybe it's a little bit warmer anyways. And so it doesn't get below 70 degrees in our area, Brazil. 95 every day, 90 inches of rain in 6 months. And all we got is some fans. But you know, the new generation, Brother Weaver and Brother Rigsby and Brother Barber, they said, I think we can have enough money. Now, our building is about the size of one of the Sunday school classrooms. It's not very big. They want to put an air conditioner in it. I said, if you have the money and you can pay the electricity bill, we'll put it in. And we started out with one door and no windows. That's when we got the property. And then we put one window in it. We still have that same door. Then we knocked out one of the walls. We extended it another 10 to 12 feet. We put another window in there. And now we have three windows, one door, and three fans. That's what we got inside the building. Well, can you imagine a humidity of 85% and the degrees is 95%? You'll never sleep there, I will tell you that. And if you do get the lights shut out on you and the doors closed in the winter, you will wake up soon anyways. Well, giving out God's word. But I will say this. The word of God can bring comfort to your own heart and life. The word of God can bring conviction to your heart and to my heart. And yet the word of God can bring that peace to that sinner and also peace to that saint of God also. Give out God's word. The third thing. Let's go back to verse 8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Let's dedicate our hearts and lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've been saved by God's grace, and you've never dedicated your life, why not do so? Lord, here am I. Lord will never send everybody to the mission field because the local church needs members just like you here tonight to hold the ropes, to pray, and to give, and to give encouragement. And by the way, I want to say thank you very much to Worth Baptist Church, sending the bulletin every week to us, sending the cassette tapes, now the DVDs to us, and it's been great. See, we haven't seen the building at Worth Baptist Church, the remodeling. Here at this church for the last 4 years, it was a red carpet and some of the other things. And so we only saw it when you sent the DVDs, and we looked and we tried to find your faces also on the DVD. And so that's an encouragement to us also. And to see also the choir behind us and the baptistry and the new lighting also. Well, dedicate our hearts and lives. God may want you to be a faithful member right where you are in your own seat that you have here at the Worth Baptist Church. He may want you to sing in a choir. Choir did a lovely job and a great job also. Brother Johnson, you're to be commended also. I hear you're going to come back. Come back. We need you here. And so, and I know that you're on a tour, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in singing, but keep on keeping up the good work that you all are doing. And then also, not only singing in the choir, but on visitation also, animating the other ones to come and hear the word of God. And then also dedicate our lives. God may want you to be a Sunday school teacher. He may want you to preach God's word. And he may also want you to go to the mission field. Some years ago, before we graduated from the Old Bible Baptist Seminary, some of us also young men asked Dr. and Mrs. Barber for 5 or 6 weeks. They gave their time before visitation on Saturday morning. If they could give us a little bit extra that we didn't get in school, how to begin a brand new work for Christ. What do we need to do? Where do we need to look? Who do we need to see? And Dr. and Mrs. Barber, in their busy schedule there on visitation, he said, if you come 1 hour before visitation, my wife and I, for the next 6 weeks, will help you along life's way. And that was a great encouragement to us also, of helping out the young men and young women to go out and do the work that God has called us to do, prepare us along life's way. Well, not only do we need to dedicate our lives, it's kind of like what also Dr. Jerry Seiler, let's don't quit. That's another one also. Open your Bibles also and go with me to verse number 10, Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 10. Making the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? Let's also give our lives and dedicate our lives not to lose that vision, but to give what we can give as well. Years ago, here at Worth Baptist Church, I got a classroom. It wasn't very wide at all. Brother the Sunday school superintendent, Brother Von Hanzel, he said, "Now go fill it up." Well, there wasn't much to fill up. And then after I did fill it up, I couldn't stand up. But you know, even amongst the time there of giving out the word and wanting to fill it up, of also not wanting to quit. Some time ago, also at Worth Baptist Church, when I was on Wheelbarger Street, I got so discouraged. No, every time I went with my car, no one would open the door. So I left the car on the parking lot, and I began walking. And Dr. Barber said, "Where's Bill Smith? He's out walking." Couldn't get any prospects in his car, so he decided to walk and invite him along Life's Way to come to church and Sunday school there on Wheelbarger Street years ago. Well, sometimes we can just say, well, let's don't quit, but quit like men. Stay in your place. Continue on with the work God has called us to do. And we need to pray. We need to give. And then we need to go. Pray that God will give us souls for our labor. Pray that we can win that first one in Christ. You know, it was also a little bit discouraging starting the new work. What we did was this. We took our first work we started in Boa Vista, and we did this. And I talked with the pastor, we're going to divide to multiply. We took the three families that was on the other side of town where we began our new work. We took them with us. And we left the pastor with the other half of the people there. Well, our first Sunday, we had 23 people. And that's all we had when we was at that the first work. But that first Sunday also, Pastor Francisco, he had 23. I mean, that was great to divide to multiply. And we was wondering what was going to do to the first work we started. But you know, God is good, and he's given people that they have won to Christ. And we have also won a couple of people in our new work to Christ as well. Some of them are beginning to tithe them. And one man began to walk down the street and saw our new sign, Bible Baptist Church. And we gave the hours of the services, and he came. He was from another Baptist church, already saved and baptized. "I'm going to come back and come to this church here." And since that time, he also brought his two nieces to church. But the best thing of all, so not only did he bring his two nieces, their mom came, and she's not saved. And then also he began tithing. I mean, that's great. Anyways, before we left, by the way, our new congregation also wanted to help some missionaries along the way. We started out with one missionary. Have no idea how much we was going to get. I said, whatever we get the first month, that's what we're going to get for missions. And then also that we got up to that amount, about 40 hayis, about $20. And then they said, let's go ahead and divide again. Let's take on another missionary. Well, the offerings for missions increased. Our tithe was still there. And they were offering another family to begin to tithe. But given the mission, now they give two. And that man who came and saw our sign there on the street, he said, "Brother Bill, if the Lord leads, I want to support a missionary all by myself." That would make it three. Giving out God's word. We need to pray. God is sending the people to us. We need to give, and we need to go out and go. What about your life tonight? How is God using your life, your family, where you are? Don't lose your vision in giving and studying out God's word. Let's don't lose our vision and also of winning people to Christ. And that's another thing also where we teach our people to go out and bring your own people in. We don't mind winning them to Christ, but we're teaching them also to go out and bring their own in and help them when we lead them to Christ to hear what we say. We're not there. Don't lose your vision also in dedicating your lives. Lord, you take me and use me. I knew the Lord wanted me to go to Brazil. And we did go to Brazil. And we've been there ever since. Times have changed, but one good thing has not changed. The Word of God has not changed. This Word of God is in English. We use it in Portuguese and preach it in Portuguese. Sometimes we dream in Portuguese and dream what God could do with us. And sometimes you all are in our dreams. You speak Portuguese, and though you don't speak Portuguese, but except for my wife, sometimes my other people. But anyways, that's part of a life, giving our lives. And someone asked us, are we going to go back? And I said, just one term at a time. And Lord willing, in a couple years, we'll be 40 years there on the mission field. But we're just taking it one year at a time. Getting our health in line and getting it to go back to Brazil to begin another work. Or to take the work there and make it grow and also see it grow. And also to ask God to send us a pastor to help us along life's way. They can do a whole lot better. Sometimes their ways aren't our ways, but they're still giving out the word of God. Some things we like to do, they don't want to do. But as long as we're preaching God's word and seeing people saved and seeing people give to missions, and they're in Wednesday night services having those people to pray, Lord, heal this body of this person. Lord, touch their hearts. And I'll be honest with you, Brazilian people, they're very outspoken. Lord, save my husband. And then their husband's right there anyways in the services, and name their name. And Lord, heal that person. And name it by name. But you know one thing about it? Let's don't quit. The enemy wants us to quit. But Isaiah saw the Lord. The Lord saw Isaiah. And the Lord used Isaiah. Go and tell this people about the word of God. Lord, go and tell this people that they need to come to hear God's word. Though you have never went, Dr. Barber and Mrs. Barber and Dr. Weaver and Mrs. Weaver have been there, and some others also have been there. Though you have never been there, yet you can see by way of the DVDs or slides of what your dollars and your prayers have done. But let's give Him our lives. Though you may never go to the mission field, your mission field is right here. Fill this auditorium up. Fill your classroom, your Sunday school classroom up. Fill the prayer rooms up. Get some more teachers. And let God use you. And you'll be surprised sometimes how God can use you in a spectacular way of giving out the word. Don't lose your vision in God's word. Let's give it out. Don't lose your vision in studying God's word. Don't lose your vision in dedicating your lives. And don't lose your vision in winning people to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never been saved, why not do so tonight? If you've never dedicated your life, take me, Lord. Take me and use me as I am. God will use you. Brother Mr. John Peeble has been in Brazil. They'll come back. And also some other missionaries out of the Worth Baptist Church. And Ms. Melissa Houston. She'd be going for the first time. You pray for her. Pray for her family here. You know, it's a different story is when God would use your family and let your daughter or your son go to the mission field and follow God's will for their life. That family would never be the same. My family there, my mom and dad, though they were never saved, but they always looked forward to our telephone calls, and we gave out God's word. By the way, my dad's mom was a Baptist, and my dad knew better what to do. But you know, it's because of my grandmother, and she was a Baptist, and she had a part in my own life. She gave me her Bible that she brought over from England, from King Edward. Anyways, it's a big, thick Bible. Then she gave me another Bible. And then before she passed away, we came home on furlough. I asked her, Grandma, can I read you from Psalm chapter 23? The Lord is my shepherd. And she finished the rest of the verses all the way down to the end. Studied God's word when she was a child. Never had forgotten. She couldn't see it anymore. And that life there also had meant a lot to my own heart and life. Our family's not been the same. My wife's family has not been the same also. And your family won't either. And our church won't be the same as well. As God will use you either to stay here or to go around the world with God's word. Let's pause in a moment of prayer as Pastor Weaver comes. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for what you allowed to be accomplished through our lives throughout this day. Use your word tonight. Let's dedicate our hearts and lives afresh and anew. Lord, take me and use me as I am. Lord, speak to hearts also for salvation, though they've never been saved. Lord, use it tonight. And may your will be done in each of our own hearts and lives. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.